You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is microchip. M-I-C-R-O-C-H-I-P. A microchip is a very small piece of silicon inside a computer. It has electric circuits on it and can hold large quantities of information. 微芯片 A microchip is embedded in the center paper of the new generation of passports.新一代护照的中心呢，嵌入了一枚微型芯片。Talking about microchips, would you like to date someone who is controlled by a microchip? In another word, a robot. 不久前，英国一个机构做了一个调查。It asked young people in the UK, if you looked into a crystal ball to predict your future, would you see yourself in a relationship with a robot?
话说，英国青少年作为英国最有威胁性的人群，果然很 open.
The research was found that 1 in 4 young people in the UK would happily date a robot.
四分之一的英国少年都非常乐意跟机器人约会。但是他们也说了，约会是约会，但是要有条件的，我们不是随便的人。
The only condition is that they must look like a real-life human being.
您必须长得像真人呢。如果是长得像机械机里面那个美女机器人，完全没问题啊。
Besides, the research also found that half of Brits who already use contactless bank cards would be happy to have microchips implanted under their skin to open doors or log on at work.
在自己的皮肤里植入一个微芯片，从此以后再也不用担心忘记带钱包和钥匙啦。听起来也不错。
If we have microchips under the skin, we can just swipe our hand and pay for the food in the supermarket, and when we get home, the door will open automatically. It sounds really cool.
高科技确实让我们的日常生活发生了太多太多的改变。说不定将来，英语优选会有虚拟服务哦。一打开我们的节目，我的 3D 真人大小的形象立刻出现在你眼前。哒哒！但是有一件事估计全人类都不会做出改变的。
In this research, nearly 80% said they don't want to swap their dinner for a pill.
用一片药来代替美食。
I definitely would not agree with it.
What do you think the future would be like? 你想象中的未来是什么样子呢?
Would you like to date a robot? Tell us on our WeChat. Search for AU English, AYO English.
Last but not least, 在我们亲爱的听众朋友当中有一位听众名叫钟毅，强烈要求我提一下他的名字。我决定满足你这个愿望。一看你名字就知道你是忠肝义胆啊，一定是位充满了侠义心肠的有识之士。要不然你怎么会做英语优选的粉丝呢？好，那各位亲爱的们 ，OK， 大家会不会想跟机器人谈恋爱呢？留言告诉我吧。
Talk to you next time.